Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
Math are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Smart guy in the room, guy. He's smart like Delaney, just not cocky like Delaney. Delaney's cocky, as we know. I like him. No, I like him. But Swarbrick is the same intellect. He's just more casual about it, right? Delaney walks in the room and says, by the way, everybody, I'm here. You're second to me in intelligence. It's just a little bit different aspect, approach. When you walk in a room. And it's back to that interview. It's on campus at Notre Dame. I don't know who it was interviewing him, but somebody, a teacher or something on campus. And the questions were all pretty good. And just to repeat, they asked him, what would behoove you to join a league? And he said, well, it's pretty easy. Two factors. Number one, a media rights partner. Do we have a media rights partner willing to pay us the money that we feel like we need? Number one, which they do, they have NBC. Number two, do we have access to the college football playoff? And the answer is yes. He says if any of that were to change somehow, some way, then that takes us in a different direction. He didn't say that part, but that's what that meant. So here's the next question, which was a good question. What's the time frame on knowing these conclusions about Notre Dame's future remaining independent and also expansion of the playoffs? He said, I think the college football playoff situation will be resolved in that time frame. And again, the question was something like 1 or 2 years. He thinks here within the next year, maybe two, we are all going to know what the expansion of the playoffs look like. And I can tell you right now, Greg Sankey is hell-bent on 12 teams. Not 16, not 8. And that's the biggest vote you've got. Now, Swarbrick goes on to say it's possible that the media situation, meaning media rights money, could also be in the next 2 years, but he said the flip side of that is our contract runs through 25, so it's hard to say. He said a third item. Now, I don't believe this. I don't believe this as something to consider, but I think he's throwing this out there just as a nice PR move. He says third is we need a good home for our Olympic sports where they can compete for national championships, but also have schedules that sort of make sense for that. And the ACC has been a great partner for us in that regard. And then he says this. I'd like to make progress on the schedule front. Now he's talking about Olympic sports. It's so hard for our kids to travel the way they do right now. I think we've talked about it before. But let's just say you're going to Tallahassee. He's talking about Notre Dame. Spring sports, Olympic sports. He says you start with a bus trip to Midway. So you've got two options in Chicago from South Bend. You got Midway and O'Hare, right? You pick Midway every time, by the way. O'Hare's a disaster. So you have to bus from South Bend to Midway. I'm going to guess that's about an hour and a half in a bus. I'm going to guess. He said, so you start with a bus trip to Midway. Then you connect once along the way before you get there. Then you got a bus into Tallahassee. He says you're talking about 18, maybe 16 hours that you've been involved in traveling. That's tough to be a pre-med major or a finance major and do that. So we're always looking for ways to make the schedule easier, but it's media, the college football playoffs, and it's our Olympic sports. Olympic sports, Jack, I got to stop you there. Your Olympic sports are not a consideration when you're talking about decisions you make in the future. That is not a consideration. That's a nice, touchy-feely item to add to the various aspects of this, but that is not a thing. Sounded good, though. He was sending somebody a message there. I don't know who it was, but he was trying to be nice there. Young Calvin, Bill. Bama alums in the media are setting the Vols up for failure. Young Calvin thinks this is a conspiracy. Couple of Bama alums, Greg McElroy, one, says the Vols could be unstoppable. I think he's talking about that offense. Roman Harper says that the Vols will beat Georgia or Bama. Bill, it has to be a conspiracy. Young Calvin is a Tennessee fan. Roman Harper was going down Tennessee's schedule, and I believe what I actually saw this. He has them losing, not to Florida. No, he's got them beating Florida, which they haven't done a whole lot of that in a long time. I know Butch Jones beat him, but I'm just talking about consistently beating Florida. They haven't done that at all. He's got them losing at LSU. They're undefeated. Is that 4-0 or 5-0 going into LSU? So that's a loss, he says. He says the next game, the Alabama game, is a loss. And then he has them actually beating Georgia later on. So he's either got them, I don't remember if he had them 9-3 or 10-2. He's got them winning at Pittsburgh early. Got him beating Kentucky, South Carolina, Vanderbilt. So I think he's either got him 9-3 or 10-2. That's Roman Harper, former Bama player. McElroy has been bragging on the Vols, too. Now, I don't know what he picked as far as their record. Young Calvin says, Bill, this is a conspiracy. They're overloading the Vols with hype, knowing that it will crumble. Can't have this, Bill. I think if Tennessee were to go 10-2, which I don't think they will, then Josh Heupel and Hendon Hooker should have a week-long ticker tape parade down Kingston Pike on Rocky Top daily. I mean, back and forth, up and down the strip, celebrating like they just won the Belmont circa 1973 Secretariat, which means the Triple Crown. Could they be 8-4 good, though? Oh, yeah. I think they're capable of that. Chris down in Alabama, but he's very rarely there. Chris drives everywhere. Says, Bill, to be honest, I don't want to talk to anybody until the show is over. He's talking about Clyde. Clyde said about 40 minutes of the show this morning he didn't get to hear because some coworker was just talking him to death. Irritating. Talking about some SUV. Talking about catfish. Who would walk to your desk on a Thursday morning and say, hey, let me tell you about some catfish? I mean, I wouldn't do that to you. Marty down in the Duval County area, Bill, no guests or not. Listening live at the Port of Jacksonville this morning. Marty's going to get in that car and go to Tallahassee to watch some games. I know that. That's coming up for him. He's going to be traveling across the panhandle portion of the gorgeous Sunshine State. Pac-12 Day, does your trading drop off during the playing portion of the season? No, it doesn't, because it really, I can do both. It really, I mean, because you got to remember now, the playing portion of the season doesn't change anything for me as far as day-to-day activities. Nothing changes. This show, my daily routine is the same whether it's playing portion or non-playing portion. What is my daily routine? My daily routine is, in my mind, I'm just wired. I was put on this earth wired this way. I don't know any better. In my mind, I'm thinking about college football and the show almost all the time. I don't have to try. I don't have to say, okay, this hour, only think about things for the show. My mind doesn't work that way. My mind is always in tune. If I get up at 2 in the morning, I drink a lot of water. And I always have a huge cup of water next to the bed overnight. And I'm sipping on it all night long. I'll wake up, take a big gulp, go to sleep. So if I have to get up to pee, it's okay to say that right on the show. Immediately when I get up and I've been sleeping, I'm thinking about, okay, what time is it? 2:30. The show is at 6. This and that about the show. Or it might be something that just hits me out of the blue. I don't even try. I don't know any better. I'm a robot. I'm serious. I'm just wired that way. So when we get to the playing portion of the season, nothing changes about my day. I'll be thinking about all that's going on. And obviously the content changes, because once we get to the playing portion, a lot of the show will be what we just saw and what's coming up, right? What we just saw a particular Saturday and what's coming up with the next round of games. But no, the trading has nothing to do with what season it is when it comes to the show. Not at all. Heck, I may trade more. Anyways, let's get a break. Cruising today. I looked down, there's a couple of grapes already busted. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We see that heavy traffic volume trying to get in from Rutherford County right now on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area coming into Antioch from Rutherford County. It looks good right now. 65 up through Franklin, Brentwood. It's busy. No surprise there on 65 north trying to sneak up through Spring Hill coming out of Murray County. Hey, Gatlinburg Winery is home of the world famous cotton candy wine. They've got some new flavors that also involve cotton candy. Check them out at GatlinburgWinery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, you know, one of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus. You can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out the popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free. entry up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code Greg P.
Use the promo code Greg P.
See, and from the Peanuts section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Braves fan, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Just looking at some things here. Tell you what, you guys in the audience, I've told you this, but I probably ought to repeat. I consider us all co-hosting the show. Obviously, somebody's got to lead it. That'd be me. But the interaction is so good. It is. It's so good. Noel Cav up in Chicago. Bill, my brother, told me he heard NBC is wanting a game in the afternoon on a Sunday, leading into Sunday night football. Have you heard anything like that? No, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. I don't even think. Why would you want to on a Sunday? Now, I'd watch it because I'm a college guy. I'd watch that over the NFL. But why would you want to go in there and throw something? I don't see that happening, no. And I don't know that. Look, the NFL and NBC, they've got a relationship, right? I mean, I don't think that would go over at all. No, I don't see that happening. NBC wants Notre Dame, and they want the Big Ten on a Saturday night package. That's what they want. That's the goodies they want. They've already got Notre Dame. They're going to have to re-up their Notre Dame deal, which they'll do. And they want a piece of the Big Ten, which they're going to get. Here's, again, what I'm trying to figure out and why they didn't ask Sankey, Dan Patrick, in that interview that Danny in New York City sent me. I don't know. Pretty good interview otherwise, but if you're talking to Sankey, if any of you have a chance to interview Sankey, you got to ask him, with these numbers we're seeing, that the Big Ten's going to get, and we all know it's going to be big, real big. Does the SEC have something in their language with their contracts that suggests they get more money? Manning more because of the Big Ten numbers that are rolling out right now. Now, again, he may not answer the question, but You got to ask the question. Here's what is hard to grasp. CBS didn't want to fight for the SEC when it comes to that 230-330 slot for the newest contract. They've still got the SEC for a couple of more years. And what they're paying right now is $55 million. Mickey Mouse got the new contract for that 230-330 slot for the SEC for $300 million. CBS did not fight for that. They got cold feet and just pretty much put their tail between their legs and left. For the Big Ten, they, according to numbers now this is not official, they're going to pay $350 million for that same slot for the Big Ten. Seven times more than they're paying, and again, according to the numbers, $50 million more than Mickey Mouse got the SEC for. That's another question you have to ask Sankey. That $300 million that the SEC's getting, and it's really good money, don't misunderstand me, but it's not the sexiest. It's just not. It's not as sexy as we thought. When we got the news a year or so ago when it was going from $55 million to $300 million for one game a week now, y'all. Okay? 230-330 slot. That's only 13 games a year. Comes to about $25 million a game if it's 350. But the SEC deal is 300. And remember, we were talking $55 million a year. Eventually, in a couple of years, that number from 55 is going to 300 million. One game a week. 13 games a year. 230, 330 slot. I say that because it depends on if you're Central or Eastern time. Doesn't look all that sexy right now compared to what it looked like a year ago, correct? That's another question you have to pose to Mr. Sankey. Nobody's posing these. I don't get that. Nobody's posing the right questions for him. Shannon in South Bend. Yeah, Swarbrick, I thought, took a little I don't know if he's taking a shot at the ACC in that comment. But the travel situation. So you have to bus Shannon in South Bend. How long would a bus ride to Midway be? About an hour and a half from South Bend? Traffic and everything else. So he's talking about the Olympic sports, and it starts with packing your stuff and busing to Midway, flying to wherever. He said in this case he was talking Tallahassee. You got to connect somewhere before you even get to Tallahassee, he says. Charlotte, Atlanta, whatever. And then to Tallahassee. And then bus on to the campus. Shannon says, Bill, that list you had earlier is terrible. Throw it away. Find me five losses on the Irish schedule. Who came out with that list, Bill? Double masked in the borough, maybe? He said, did give me a good laugh, though. 9-3 is probably likely their floor. It's going to be fun to watch. They're going to be fun. Dom up in Pittsburgh. Bill, are you saying those natties in fencing the Irish have don't pay the bills? I'm saying Swarbrick and all his intelligence, and he's a very smart guy, throwing one of our considerations about the future is how to facilitate better our Olympic sports is a lie. That's what I'm saying. Sounds nice and sweet and considerate, and that's why you do it. Yeah, he was sending somebody a nice little PR note there. That's the only thing. Hey, didn't hurt the baseball team. Baseball team eliminated Tony Vols. All that travel didn't hurt them. Not that baseball is what you would call an Olympic sport, but you've got to travel. got to travel down into the ACC. You get all through there, right? Because they're in that league. Tom in Myrtle Beach, who is about to, if he hasn't already left, leave and drive to the Emerald Coast where they're going to play some golf. Vaughn Broughtnax is heading down there too. And they're going to have a little get-together. And Georgia Dog is heading this up. Tom says, can't wait till the playing portion. All these made-up lists, recruiting rumors, crying over the cocktail bowl, getting old. I'm ready to watch some football and quit speculating about everything. Yeah, this time of year is a whole lot of, oh, no, I think 9-3. No, I think 7-4. No, I think 8-4. No. I think they're probably 11-1. There's a lot of that. You know what's always interesting? There's two things that really get me when it comes to the playing portion of the season. Not necessarily in this order, but I love to see the new guys. All the recruiting, all the rankings, all the film, all the... I love it when you finally get to see the new guys. Even if they're, you know, young and not quite ready, whatever it is, I love it. Okay? Love it. And some of them are ready. It just depends. And I was watching Kentucky. I was talking to my friend Wildcat Kenny. And Kentucky's in the Bahamas, and they're going to play four or five games here over the next few days. And they played, I don't even know, some. I think it was a team from the Dominican Republic last night. So I had it on, and I was watching it on and off. I wasn't really digging into it. But the new Kentucky freshmen and the transfers. I love when you see the new guys, whichever team, right? This was basketball. This wasn't even the oblong spheroid. I love that part of it. Here's the other part that always gets me. When the playing portion of the season starts, and it really doesn't matter which team, and I'm watching all these games, the reality of what Tom's talking about, speculating, proselytizing, scheming, whatever. All the talk leading up to the actual truth serum, which is the game, makes you realize that it doesn't go exactly the way you thought. I don't know if any of you have that revelation. But I always think going into a year that what I think is about to happen happens. And in some cases it does, but in some cases it doesn't. And I'll be watching five games at one time, right? Four or five games at one time. Plus I'll have a tablet and I have my phone on the social media. And things will happen that I just, okay, now wait a minute. And it always gets me. I don't know if that happens to you too, but it always gets me. It's always, okay, there's so many ways this could go. And I think in my mind, I've got this figured out. And then we get into a game and things happen. It's like, okay, that's not exactly what I thought. This isn't going exactly the way I thought. And that one gets me too. It excites me. Because it's a challenge. Being challenged is a wonderful thing. Okay? It's uplifting. It's stimulating. And that's what, once we get into these games, that's those two things jump out at me more than anything else. Another aspect is they start playing games. And some team, maybe it's more than one team, but a team will get started a lot worse than anybody thought. And what I've learned, I learned this from the 88 Vols that started 0-6. And how bad things can go and how it just festers. The 88 Vols, which, by the way, they turned that thing around into an 89 season where they tied for the SEC championship. Three-way tie that year. Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee. But 88 was a disaster. Majors fired a coach or two. Coach Donahue. Coach Ken Donahue, longtime Bear Bryant assistant. Ken Donahue was at Tennessee. And he got fired defensive coordinator. They moved the running back coach at Tennessee mid-season that year to defensive coordinator. Have you ever seen that happen? You ever seen a team that in the middle of the season took a position coach, running backs coach, made him the defensive coordinator? Doug Matthews, a guy I've known many years. Not Cosby Cattleman's favorite guy. And they took players at positions they never played and moved them. Took a running back, made him a DB. A guy named Keith Denson. You Vol fans remember that? Anyways, it's a lesson in when things go bad, I mean, it can absolutely metastasize on a team. And it might not happen every year, but you see it happen. You can just watch it totally infiltrate. It's like an infestation of bad karma. That's another one that through the years grabs me and says, come with me, Bill. Going to teach you a little something. And every year, it seems like, maybe not, but it seems like almost every year, there's a team or two, maybe it's Auburn. You know, things got bad for them last year. Remember how things took a harsh turn for Texas a year ago? They couldn't really shake it. Kansas loss, etc. Yeah, there's a lot of that out there. Tell you what I'll do. When we come back, Patton says we've got a few calls. Patton, do we still have those calls to get to? Okay. When we come back, because I don't have enough time. I just looked at the clock. We're about to break. And when we continue, I'll take these calls. So just hang tight, and I'll get to you. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill Is King. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. And, yes, we are on Facebook. And we're back there. Omni Nashville Hotel, Thursday edition.
Good morning. It's still very heavy on 24. Trying to get in from Rutherford County. We saw it slow down a bit on 840 westbound. Once you come past Highway 41, just before you get over into Franklin area, Williamson County, again, allow yourself some extra time out here. We've seen tons of radar. It's pretty congested at times on that ramp coming off Vietnam Vets onto 65 southbound. Hey, Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. You can apply online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kickin' cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you.
Paid for by NHTSA.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 69. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 86. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
All right, Pat, who did you say we have on hold? All right, Armageddon, welcome in, sir.
Greetings, Bill King.
Morning.
Bill, I got a little story for you from earlier this morning, if you'll bear with me a second.
All right.
You know where 46th and Charlotte area is?
Yes. I got somebody West tried Nashville. To shoot me there one time. Yes, I know exactly where that
West
is.
West Nashville, yeah.
Yeah.
Right there by the interstate.
Yeah.
There's a Shell station right there, Bill. I happened to be in there getting a little gas about 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Two people, a man and a woman, walk in. The man is kind of distracting the clerk. The woman is back there stocking up on beer. And they just walk right out with about $200 worth of beer, Bill. Nothing the guy could do.
And nobody did anything.
He sent me out to get the tag number, which I did.
Absolutely nothing will be done about that.
I'm just glad I didn't get shot, Bill.
Correct. Yeah. That's really not in this environment, that's not a shocking story.
That's called Welcome to Eyebrows New Nashville, Bill.
Correct. Nashville's a wannabe, and we're getting there, if you know what I mean.
I'm thinking about moving out to Wilco, Bill.
I'd do it. I'm sure that could happen here. I haven't seen it happen here, though.
Anyway, you mentioned earlier, and I always try, Bill, because you always tell me I kill the audience with any talk of Andy football.
Yes, you do.
But you mentioned the Wake Forest quarterback being out, and yeah. I heard that yesterday, too. And he's a pretty good player because, you know, I have, you know, kind of a vesting interest in the claw fence because of my brother and all that. You know, me and Big Bro, by the way, are talking a little trash about that game already. But anyway, he's a good player, and they've got a really good receiver coming back from last year, too. Number 3, I don't know the kid's name, but, you know, I've been pretty impressed with what Dave Clawson has done over there because it's a similar situation to Vanderbilt, although they're not, you know, in as strong a conference. But, you know, he's put Wake Forest football on the map, Bill. And granted, like I said, it's pretty much – you know, Clemson and everybody else in that league, but you know, I believe they're, 11-3 last year? They play in the ACC championship game, and you know, there's been times when Wake Forest football has not been very good, but Dave Clawson has, you know, made it, you know, very competitive.
He has. No, he's done a very good job there. I thought the resume when he was at Tennessee that one year and it all failed to pieces. That was the 08 season, I guess it was. I was worried that hurt his resume, but it didn't. He rebounded from that well.
Big Bro tells me that most everybody on the offense is back this year, minus this little situation, whatever it is with the quarterback. And he says supposedly Dave Clawson fired the defensive coordinator. You know, last year they pretty much just outscored people to win, but he expects the defense hopefully to be a lot better this year too because they're going to have a new coordinator and probably change things up a little bit.
Got to replace that quarterback. I'm not sure who the next quarterback is for them, but that hurts.
Bill, schools put out magazines. Vanderbilt puts out a magazine. It's, you know, about the university, stuff like that. Wake Forest puts out a magazine. It's about – and Big Bro was – you know what the House of Representatives looks like, Bill, when somebody's up on a podium and everybody's around it? You kind of catch my drift on what I'm talking about here?
Not really. I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
Big Bro was at a board meeting, you know, maybe last month, I guess it was, and he's up on a podium in a black and gold robe and all these people surround him. I mean, Big Bro's a big shot now, Bill. Honestly, he's my big brother, I tell you what, he's my hero, Bill. That guy works his tail end off, and he's earned every dime that he's ever made. That's called being a businessman, Bill.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Have a good day, Bill.
All right. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I just don't. I can't. Do we have time here, Patton, to get another call? Spence, sorry you had to wait through that. Go ahead, sir.
Man, I'm only going to get a minute. Listen, can't get Armageddon shot. He carried me and the bride downtown on my birthday. Did a pretty good job. I got him lined up for a commitment, so let's not get him shot now. But the reason why I'm calling, didn't I hear you say earlier in the week that the government's going to get involved with NIL?
Well, they've been talking about it here for a few years. Recently, Tuberville and Manchin met with Sankey. That was, I guess, over the summer, a couple of months back, about
you got
federalizing
kind of
name,
Tubbs,
image, likeness.
Do you and Tubbs get along?
I'm sorry?
Do you and Tubbs get along?
Oh, I know Tubbs well. Yes.
Get him on the show. Let him talk about it. Because, look, he knows recruiting. He knows Pell Grants. He knows Stipends. He knows what goes on in the SEC. If it was going to get corrected and you had to get the government involved, which you really don't, he'd be a good man. Get him on a Monday, Thursday, or Friday.
I hear
you. Have
a
good one, Bill.
All right. Appreciate it. We'll take a break on this Thursday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still very heavy on 24, trying to get in from Rutherford County. We saw it slow down a bit on 840 westbound. Once you come past Highway 41, just before you get over into Franklin area, Williamson County, again, allow yourself some extra time out here. We've seen tons of radar. It's pretty congested at times on that ramp coming off Vietnam Vets onto 65 southbound. Hey, Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. You can apply online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
from scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, the Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
Woo! It's a scorcher out there, but we've got tips that'll keep you chilling this August. Tip number one, keep your AC in peak condition. Tip number two, drink lots of fluids. Tip number three, go for refreshing top prizes up to a cool million by playing all new August Insta games from the Tennessee Lottery. All of these exhilarating games can lead to cold hard cash. So head to the shade of your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and enjoy some game-changing fun today.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling. Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Oats at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month. Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Oats at the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Oats at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio. Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
All right. Few things here to get to. Danny in New York City. Danny is a police officer in New York City. You can imagine that job. Actually, we can't imagine that job. The only way to know is to live it. And he lives it. He was listening, I guess, there when Armageddon was talking about the Shell station this morning, where he watched somebody carry out a couple of $100 worth of beer. Nobody did anything about it. And that's right here in the 615. In New York, it's a disaster, as we know. Danny said, Bill, we locked up a guy last night. Danny's a police officer. Shoplifting, his 77th arrest. 77th. I'm guessing he's on the streets right now. 77th. And counting. All right, here's another topic. Georgia dog. Bill, did you see this? A Nashville school, all-girls school, will now allow anybody who identifies as a female to apply and go there. Now, you got to get in. It's a very exclusive school. Let me give you Harpeth Hall. This is Harpeth Hall, which is in the heart of the 615 in the Belmead Green Hills area. Old, rich money. This school, all girls, an exclusive school. It's basically like a college. Cost about $30,000 a year, if not more. And I've known Harpeth Hall all my life. When I was at Battleground Academy, that was our girls' school. Now, it really wasn't technically our girls' school, but for example, our basketball games, their girls' basketball team played on our court. before our boys' games. Harpeth Hall, they'd come up here to Wilco. Our cheerleaders for the football and basketball team came from Harpeth Hall and also another all-girls school, St. Cecilia, which is an all-girls Catholic school. Anyways, Harpeth Hall has been woke and wanted to go woke. So you can be a guy, change your sex, and now go there. Which is so wrong, okay? So wrong. That's in the news. That's what I didn't even see that. Georgia Dog hit me up with this news. I'm not shocked. I have, been there for sporting events through the years. I've been there for dances when, you know, you're in high school and you get invited by one of the girls. I've been there a million times. Now, that's before all this wokeness, but I'm not, I guess I'm not shocked. I did not know that news, but say what you want, but a biological male should not be playing a female sport, okay? I don't care. What you want to do with your body is your business. I don't care about that either. If you want to change, then change. But you should not, a male should not be competing in a female sport. That is wrong. Dead on wrong. Who'd you say we have here, Patton? Next. Up to Muletown, Tennessee. The mule capital of the world, where Yipsy Terry has a remarkable story from decades ago, one weekend in Muletown. Kevin, what's up?
Where Yipsy Terry, he ruined my church. He destroyed my church because of him.
The preacher has been scorned ever since then.
Yeah, he took his wife. So I won't touch the Harpeth Hall. But I'm glad you led me into that, but. Harpeth Hall's famous alumni, Reese Witherspoon, went to Harpeth.
Well, so did Tracy Calkins, Olympic Hall of Fame swimmer, lives in Australia. But, yeah, oh, they got a bunch. Reese Witherspoon grew up right there in Green Hills.
Yeah. Well, real quick, you talk about rivals a lot and on three and 247.
Yeah.
You know, who's the best and all that. I've been a member of rivals. For like 20 years. And the only reason why is because of VolQuest. Brent Hubbs, Austin Price, I think those guys are the best in the business. As far as the national analysts go for rivals, they're terrible. They're not, all the good ones have left.
Right.
But I got major news as far as what's happening. September 1st, Shannon Terry has done a wonderful coup here. He is September 1st. The rumor is, and Brent Hubbs and those guys are not shooting down this rumor, that VolQuest, the guy from Rivals, is starting the Tennessee site for On3. Now, if you go to On3 now, they have a Tennessee site, but they have no writers. It's just a message board now,
yeah,
which is called the GQ, which is kind of interesting because that's what the general quarters is on VolQuest, but it looks just like the VolQuest site, and Shannon Terry has kind of hinted out there in some tweets of that. So that's major news as far as Rivals. Rivals is losing one of their biggest sites with Brent Hubbs and those guys, and I thought that was it. And another thing, for the last 2 weeks, I think that it ended, but you can get a year's subscription to On3 Tennessee site for $1.
I saw that.
So,
I introduced Shannon Terry to Brent Hubbs many years ago.
Excellent decision. Excellent. I mean, he's the best, man. He is really, really good.
Hubbard's always been solid, man. Appreciate the call.
See you, Bill.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Jim and Jupiter's will talk about that some, too, these sites jumping. One of the Florida State sites is going there, too, right? Jim says it's a really good one. All right, Hour 3's coming. Yeah, let's do it. Thursday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.